And good evening to you all. It is so nice of you to join me once again for this beautiful episode, my favourite episode. Let me ask you a question. What do you know about your dreams? Recently I was asked about dreams and why we should take notice of them. But before I start, I'd like to draw your attention to the very fact that I'm not an expert in this field. However, I have done some dream work both for myself on a personal level, and also I use it in my professional work. But again, I'm not an expert. If you want to know more on this subject, I would suggest that you get your hand on a book called Awaken to the Wisdom of Your Dreams. And it's written by Kathleen Duffy, who is a psychotherapist. She's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. It's one of the best books that I've come across that makes a lot of sense. And it's easy to read, and that's coming from somebody who hates reading anything that is larger than 20 pages. And yes, before you ask, I am biased, because I do know the author. But anyone who has been present to Kathleen's workshops or talks on dreams or have heard her online, they will tell you that she knows this subject inside out and is remarkable in her interpretation of any dream you put before her. But don't take my word for it. Go check her out for yourself online. Look up an interview that was done with her, and I think it's called Memoir Tours Podcast 2019, and it's the first episode. Or if you email me, or PM me, as they now say, I'll pass you on the link. Actually, do you know something? I'll add the link to my Facebook page when I send the link to this episode to all my wonderful, lovely listeners. Now, back to the subject. How to describe dreams. Actually, do you know something? No. Let me give you a little tune first.
Looking for a light in the dark, lost and alone in the sea. Couldn't find a way through the storm, and then he sang to me. Everybody's feeling their way, everyone's trying to be seen. Maybe we'll wake up one day, and it's just a dream. Never gonna know who you are. We were gonna walk on the moon and be moving stars. You're the only dream that I want. We're together, I'm home. You're the only puzzle I've got that makes me whole.
Yeah.
How to explain or describe dreams? Well, according to the dictionary, it is explained like this. It's a succession of images, thoughts, or emotion passing through the mind during sleep. It is the sleep state in which it occurs. It's an object seen in a dream. It's an involuntary vision occurring to a person when awake. It is a vision voluntarily indulged while awake or a daydream. It is an aspiration, a goal, an aim. It can be a wild or vain fantasy. So what are your dreams to you? How would you describe your dreams? Did you know that dreams will vary in length from just a few seconds for up to 30 minutes? And we all have between 3 and 5 dreams a night, with some people having more. Our dreams are a connection to the unconscious part of us, or the subconscious part of us. We can dream from the normal and the ordinary to the downright bizarre and surreal, or even unreal. Did you know that the earliest dream interpretation goes back about 5,000 years in Mesopotamia, and they were recorded on, wait for it, stone tablets. Didn't even have a pen and paper. It is the time when people believed dreams were either from the gods or were messages sent from a deceased loved one, or even from being given a future event. However, according to Freud, that old guy with the beard, who wrote a lot about the theory of dreams and their interpretation, dreams are the manifestation of our deepest anxieties and desires, which basically come from memories, events, or experiences in our childhood, but that we've repressed all these years. Now, I would have to agree with this theory in principle. But if I was being honest, no one actually knows why we dream or what they mean. Only the person who's having the dream will be able to interpret their dream, because it's about them. Dreams have a purpose, but that purpose is entirely up to each individual. However, some like to call it overnight therapy, where we have a dream to help us overcome forgotten or misplaced emotions, and where we learn to acknowledge them, understand them, and to be able to move forward with their lives in a new behavioural corrected way. Now, dreams will involve elements of our consciousness or our conscious mind. In other words, from our daily living, such as familiar people, places, or things. Sometimes, however, we can dream of living out certain scenarios that we would never have in real life and that are not always possible. Let me give you an example on this. If you've grown up in the middle of a city all your life and you dream you're being chased by a bull in a field, well, tell me this. When would you have seen a field, or when would you have seen a bull, let alone being chased by a bull in a field? But maybe you once went to the country on a day trip, or you passed the country going somewhere else and there were plenty of fields, and maybe you even saw a bull. Then maybe that conscious experience you use in your dream world, because it suggests fear. So maybe it's not about the bull chasing you in the field, but maybe your fear is chasing you. Maybe there's something you're not dealing with that is fearful to you. And maybe you've never seen a bull, but in your dream you see it as a JCB or a bulldozer or a jackhammer, and you have the same feeling. You're afraid. So it's the same thing. It's all about fear. Now, here's the thing. Some people don't believe that dreams are anything other than a dream, with no significance at all. Why, I wonder, is it that they don't want to delve into the possible meaning? Or do they really think it might be just something they ate the night before and it's coming to upset their system? It's funny, when I say that, I think of that film, A Christmas Carol, where Scrooge sees Marley and he thinks it's something he ate the previous night. Yet people still seek to look for clues to their inner lives. Then, of course, you have those who think it's all about the future, and in their case, maybe it is. Maybe their dream is telling them that they need to change how they need to be in order for the future to be different. Then you have the believers that believe our dreams are trying to help us connect with our emotional and behavioral way of being. If I'm dreaming of being chased by a bull, then maybe it's a fear in my life that I've been running away from or trying to avoid. Maybe I need to stop and face the bull. In other words, maybe I need to stop and face the fear. So where does that leave us then about nightmares? Well, research has identified some causes for these nightmares. And some of them, a lot of them actually, are anxiety, PTSD, disassociation with strong negative emotions such as anger, sadness, loneliness, fear, and all the sub-feelings from these. Now we come to lucid dreams. This type of dream is a dream where we know that we are asleep, but we actually can control what happens within the dream, to some extent. We can will ourselves to fly like a bird, and we do or even act out sexual fantasies or even work out a problem that affects us in our daily awakened conscious day. Now, I have to point out here to those who believe that dreams are there to help us understand ourselves more than we actually do already, and they're there to help us move forward into change, then remember this: everything and everyone in your dream is a part of you. So if you dream about a loved one that may be long dead, or even a neighbor next door that you liked or disliked, then ask yourself, what does that person represent in my life? Maybe the next door neighbor was a kind and gentle person, or is a kind and gentle person if they're still alive. Now that is you as you are, or the way you want to be. If that neighbor represents an angry side, then maybe you need to look at your own anger and how to deal with it, or the lack of it, in your own life. So you get the drift. It's not about your neighbor or your loved one. It's about you. It's about what they represent in your life for you.
I can't wait to fall asleep. Eyes are heavy, breath is deep. All is quiet in the street. Leave the worries that I keep. I'll be dreaming. I'll be dreaming tonight. I'll be dreaming. Dreaming tonight, tonight. There's a lot upon my mind, and the world has been unkind. Sleep, I'm gonna find. I'll be dreaming. I'll be dreaming tonight. I'll be dreaming. I'll be dreaming. Tonight, I'll be dreaming.
So here are some potential dreams and their potential meanings. So dreams about falling. Now these type of dreams are more common than you would imagine. However, they don't mean that you're actually going to die. So what does it really mean then? Well, according to most interpretations, it actually means that there is a choice that you have made in your life or about to make that is not going to go well. And if you continue along that path, it will fail. And therefore, it is suggesting that you change that choice or path. Dreams about being naked in public. If I'd only had that dream instead of doing it in reality a couple of years ago, an awful lot of things would have been better. But that's a whole different story. Not too many people will admit to this one, but it's actually very common. And it really means that you feel like you're a fake or a phony, and you're not being the real you, which is what you want others to see and acknowledge. And of course, then we get angry if that's not done. Being chased. Now, I know, like my bull earlier, we're trying to avoid something in our life or avoiding something like an emotion, especially those that are uncomfortable or negative. If it's an animal, then maybe you're avoiding anger or passion. If it's an unknown chaser, it may be a representation of a childhood experience or trauma that you've never actually dealt with. If the chaser is of the opposite sex, then it may suggest fear of love or a past failed relationship that you've not dealt with. Losing your teeth. I've actually had this dream. This can have multiple meanings, but the most obvious is that you're worried about your appearance or your ability to communicate. That would have been me. However, teeth are there to cut, tear and grind. So if you lose that ability, then you are in fear of losing your self-protection and feeling less assertive in certain situations. Dreaming about the fact that you're dying. Now, this doesn't actually mean you're going to die. However, it can be very scary because we don't know what it's like to die. So we're afraid of change or the unknown. Now, this can also be the same interpretation if the dream is about someone else dying, i.e. a loved one or a friend, and even someone we don't know or can't make out in the dream. Taking a test or exam. Ah, another one of my favourites. This is all about fear of failure. Whether that fear of failure is coming from the present day fear, i.e. a project that you're going to do for work and that you are afraid it might fail. Or a past. In other words, it's already happened, but you're still living out of that fear of failure. So what if someone else is in the dream? Like I said earlier, everyone in the dream, whether you know them or not, is only a representation of a part of you. It is not about the person in the dream, but they are just a symbolic part of your life. And what about when we have a reoccurring dream? Well, these are about being frustrated about unmet psychological needs, and they usually happen after a lot of mental distress or physical distress. So how can I explore my dreams? Okay, first things first. You have to ensure that you get proper sleep. This will boost your dream recall. Give yourself permission to both dream and to remember your dream. Verbally give it to yourself every night. Have a notebook and pen at your bedside, and on waking, before you even put a foot outside your duvet, grab that notebook and write down what you can remember in as much detail as possible. Now, this will take a few weeks to perfect. Again, write as much detail as you can, like colours, sounds, others in the dream, what you heard being said, buildings, locations, moods and feelings, cars, weapons, tools, books. As much information as you can remember, because all the detail that you can remember is important to the interpretation. So what am I really trying to say in all this? The basic line of dreaming is this. Nobody knows for sure what purpose dreams actually serve, but they do serve a purpose. However, their true function will be up to the dreamer, and only the dreamer. Because only the dreamer will know for sure what, if anything, is meant by a dream. But we can get advice to help us learn what the possibilities are. And remember, most books are complete shite when it comes to dream interpretation. There are very few books that I've read on dream interpretation that are anywhere even close to looking at one's inner self. So get a professional, because they have some idea of what they're talking about. And I think I gave you Kathleen's book title at the beginning. Check it out. So happy dreams, everybody. Stay well. Stay safe. Namaste.
You can be all you can be. Life's your canvas, sketch your dream. You can be all you can be. And make no compromise, no. Times when you must change, circumstance will be as such that to remain would hollow out all the riches from your cave. A future left to save, and it means everything to me. See the shades of colors in between. Now as you glow, casting shadows it may seem. The wind beneath the leaves. And you can be all you can be. Life's your canvas, sketch your dream. Your canvas, sketch your dream.